Hello again, and welcome to the Pushing 60 Aside podcast. I am your host, Gene Fleming. This is a special podcast as I'm announcing that after 5 years of podcasting, that I am moving on. It's been a fun ride. I have enjoyed this experiment in social media. I have enjoyed the time on the microphone. I've enjoyed sharing elements of my life, my ideas on fitness, especially with regard to senior fitness. And, you know, I've given this a lot of thought over about the last month or so. And, you know, doing a podcast is quite a bit of work. And, you know, and it requires some editing and a little software, and it requires time. But mostly it requires fresh ideas. You know, in order to keep an audience, you need to have something that's interesting to talk about, something that's motivational, something that's inspirational, something that's unique, and something that appeals to your target audience. And my target audience has always been those folks that were over 50, over 60, over 70 years of age. And so the reason I'm giving up podcasting is because, number one, the responsibility of it, the time it takes to put one together, the forethought that goes into it before I sit down to the microphone in the first place. And but mainly the reason that I'm giving up this podcast is because I don't have anything to say. You know, nothing new. And if you've listened to this podcast over the years, the message has pretty much been the same. And the message is to eat well, exercise regularly, get plenty of sleep, take good care of yourself, stay social, don't take unnecessary risk, and, you know, and, you know, that's the, you know, and, oh, and follow your doctor's advice and take your prescriptions as they've been prescribed. So if I can say the essence of a podcast in 2 minutes like I just did, and you get it, how many more times do I need to say it? How many more hours of recording do I have to do to express a point that aging is hard? It does not get easier. It can stay manageable, but the responsibility lies on those of us as individuals who are trying to prevent an earlier death. Well, we're trying to extend our longevity and have really good and productive senior years with the ability to do things we want to do, the things we have to do, the things we need to do, you know, and so that there's still enough gas in our tank so that we can still do fun stuff, whether it's fun to anybody else other than you, that doesn't really matter. I mean, if it's something you always dreamed of doing and you know, the clock is ticking and the joints are aching and the energy is low and perhaps you're not sleeping good and you know, and you've tried everything. I am quite confident that those of us that have wanted to lose weight, we have tried multiple diets. Those of us that wanted to get in shape, we've exercised in spurts. You know, we'll start walking and we might do that for a month or maybe 6 months and then we stop. You know, those of us that go to the gym, we go for a while and maybe we, you know, get back into some degree of shape, but the long-term commitments are few and far between. I have encouraged you that listen, if you're a person over 60, to get involved with a exercise class, a program that's designed especially for people 60 and over, whether it's Silver Sneakers or a SAIL class like I teach, because group exercise is always more fun than the solo thing. And there's been times in my journey where I've, you know, just done it all on my own. And I've walked thousands and thousands of miles by myself. And I've ran thousands and thousands of miles by myself. And even as a fitness trainer, I prefer training groups over training single individuals. It's like it's a multiplication factor. I can conduct a class for 25 or 30 people, and those 25 people get the benefit of my skill set, basically how to organize a class with exercises that'll help them. But I can do the same thing for just one person. But if I've got 25 people there that are getting the benefit, it's a much better use of my time and my energy. Here recently, I've found myself in a state of fatigue from conducting too many classes. We've remedied that. Starting in August, I'll be teaching fitness 5 days a week, but just 1 hour a day. And at age 65, pushing 66, that's reasonable because that instruction that I do includes my own exercise as well, because I exercise right along with the classes. I want to express some gratitude to those people in the United Kingdom, in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States especially, who have been regular listeners over the years. Your feedback and the numbers that I've gotten from those countries have been a real motivator to me to keep on doing podcasting. But when I've come to the point where it's no longer fun for me, it's just one more chore that has to be done, then it's time to move on. And trust me, trust me, trust me, there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there with a senior fitness specialist and regular trainers and interesting people. And if you like podcast, do a search, and you'll find a new podcast to listen to, and you won't have to be sitting around waiting to see if I was going to publish yet another podcast. But I'm really, really grateful for those of you that have listened, and those of you that have encouraged me, and some of you have given me topics over the years that you'd like for me to talk about on the podcast. Thank you. I mean, from my heart, thank you. I don't give this up lightly. I could keep it going, but the truth of the matter is, podcasts are falling in popularity, and the attention span of people these days for a podcast is pretty good if your podcast is less than 15 minutes. And you know me by now, my podcasts have always been anywhere from about 38 to 48 minutes long. And that's a commitment to sit down and listen to some guy ramble on about what he's doing with 5Ks or what he's doing with classes or what he's doing with weightlifting or, that it's too much, and if the average adult has an attention span these days of less than 15 minutes, a lot of them are filling that need by watching speakers and instructors on YouTube. But even then, about 15 minutes is as long as they're willing to commit to listening to a person on YouTube. And so it's kind of silly on my part to continue producing, podcasts that are well over 30 minutes and expect people to stick with it. Also, as a podcaster, I get feedback from my hosting sites, and they tell me how long people actually listen on average to a podcast that I do. And some people listen to the first 5 minutes and then they go click. And that's okay. That's your right and prerogative. And I'm certainly not trying to scold or fuss at anybody, because that's not what this is about. This is about me doing exactly what I've coached you to do, and that's to use your time productively and wisely in ways that are rewarding and enjoyable to you. Because, and I've often speculated, well, I don't know if I'll still be doing this podcast 10 years from now. But I can tell you right now, I won't be. And if I do come back into the podcast arena, it'll be on a different topic altogether as my hobbies and interests continue to grow. Those of you that know me intimately, you know that I've recently started doing some stuff on Facebook, animations that involve my talking dog, Jasper Binks. And if you haven't seen Jasper Binks and you don't follow me on Facebook and you're curious about what his cute little videos are, find me on Facebook, Gene Fleming, and all you have to do is follow me. We don't have to be friends. And check out his videos because they've gone global. He's got thousands and thousands of followers, and he's actually making a little bit of a paycheck doing these videos, which I think is pretty funny. Of course, I have to pay taxes on it, but that's neither here nor there. So anyway, as we close out this last podcast, once again, thank you for listening over the years. And if you just started listening to the 60 Pushing 60 Aside podcast, please know that the podcast itself will stay up on Spotify and Apple and other places, whatever your podcast host source is. And there are hundreds of historical podcasts that you can scroll back through and listen to for the first time or listen to again. So on that note, I'm going to not labor on this subject of this being the grand finale, but it is. And I'm done. And on a final note, I'm going to say it just like I always closed out my podcast. May the good Lord bless you.